Dogs bark at other dogs for different reasons. In today's episode of A Dog's Soul, An Empath's Guide to Your Dog's Feelings, we're going to look at three different dogs. You get three stories, and all of them barked at other dogs, but for very different reasons. So stay tuned and have fun with this episode. All right, so we already have two reasons in dog number one. And that was Timmy. Timmy was a 10-month-old Jack Russell, or he is, actually. He is in full-blown puberty, so he shows selective hearing. He is sniffing very intensely, and not for game, but for other dogs, especially the females. He is licking their urine and chattering his teeth, right? That's when they try to get the pee to their Jacobson's organ in their mouth so they can smell it even more. And he is very friendly with girl dogs, but a little poser. So his tail is high, his ears are high, his head is high, he's dancing around them, right? And he does not listen at all if the females in his area are in heat. So he is in full-blown puberty. And he barks at every other male dog and sometimes at females, but the difference between the two is that the male dogs, he wants to tell, hey, go away or prepare to be challenged. And he already tried to nip at a very polite male who walked with them and who ignored him. So it is a very polite thing for an adult dog to ignore a teenager when they are going crazy, right? He could have just barked back or bitten him or whatever. Fortunately, he didn't because he was larger than him. But because he already tried to nip that one dog, a muzzle is definitely a good idea for little Timmy. He did bark at females as well sometimes. And that is a completely different reason because those he wants to get to. And that's when frustration kicks in. So he tries to get to this other dog and he wants to greet her and maybe do other stuff with her, right? Teenage boys have different things in mind. And whenever he is restricted through the leash, he barks at them, or he barks because he feels frustrated that he cannot get to that other dog. Now, what I like to do with very excited, very over-the-top teenage dogs, no matter which sex, is to reduce stress. And that's the right thing for Timmy as well. So he needs a stress reduction. He needs to sleep more. He needs to walk less. And he needs to walk in areas where there aren't a gazillion other dogs. So mainly to reduce stress, but also so that he cannot practice barking at them and get better at it every single time. We don't want that. Also, I'm not a huge fan of letting the dog meet a lot of stranger dogs during puberty and adolescence. I like to be very picky with the other dogs, and that's a good thing for Timmy as well. So being very careful which dogs he meets, and if the parents aren't sure, muzzle him is definitely a good thing. Now, the muzzle has to be trained because Timmy doesn't know a muzzle yet, and that takes some time, right? But it's not that bad if a teenage dog doesn't meet other dogs for a couple of weeks. It helps him calm down anyway. So I would rather go for castrated females who are very relaxed and can show him that the world isn't that exciting all the time and he can just experience other dogs without going crazy. That's the dogs I would go for. Sometimes that's a little tricky to find, but local Facebook groups are often a good choice, and maybe some friends and family if we are lucky enough to have those dogs in our inner circle. I definitely haven't. And a lot of my clients don't have them either. But if you have such dogs, awesome. If not, you can talk to people up front and just chat about how the dogs react to other dogs and how they react to getting barked at and all those things. So that's how I like to choose the playmates for my dogs. For Timmy, it also makes sense to teach him a different strategy than barking. Not only because I am very sensitive to barking, and I don't want my dogs to bark their heads off all the time, right? But also it's pushing the stress level, right? If the dog just doesn't have another strategy except barking, but that doesn't get him anywhere, it's really frustrating. So a different strategy makes a lot of sense. And that can be a very strong look cue. So just teaching the dog look means look at me, and then a follow me. So that Timmy can learn, all right, if I see another dog and my human is telling me to look at her, I can do that, and we walk away and it feels good and I can stay relaxed. That is actually a good thing. Also because we cannot let our dogs greet every other dog, right? It's just not that safe all the time, and it's not that convenient as well. If you have not that much time and you need to get from A to B quicker, or if your dog like is ill, or if the other dog is ill, or whatever. For whatever reason, we cannot let our dogs run to every other dog. Never do that. And that makes life a lot easier for Timmy. Now, Julia is a completely different story. Julia is 9 years old. She's a Sheltie mix. She barks at all dogs who are bigger than her, and small ones whenever they bark first. She has some doggy friends, all smaller than her, and she really likes them. So she's not per se against every other dog, but she barks at a lot of them. She lives close to a city, so it's a lot of green and there are a lot of other dogs, so this happens often. In the beginning, she tried to run away, and she would still do that whenever she is off leash. So dog parks or off leash areas or trails or hikes or whatever, she would run away. She only barks on leash and behind fences. So if somebody walks past their yard, she barks as well. She was born in a puppy mill and rescued after having served as a birthing machine for 3 years, which is a very, very traumatic experience. We can only imagine how that would feel. Definitely not a good idea, and she definitely did not have any socialization there. That's not what they do in there. And on top of that, she was attacked by a Labrador, and she was chased twice by an Airedale Terrier and a Husky. She screamed in fear. She tried to get away, but they chased her into some bushes in a dog park area thingy. So she just screamed until the people got their dogs. That happened twice, and that was another traumatic experience with a bigger dog. So for her, it's definitely fear. She is barking out of fear. She's afraid of these dogs. Now, fear generalizes very quickly. So dogs very quickly jump from, oh, this one dog is dangerous, to every dog is dangerous, and this area where it happened is dangerous as well. So it was not only that she started barking at other dogs, she also would not enter fenced-in areas. That's what dog parks can do. So if you have a dog and you want to socialize your dog, use your connections with other doggy parents and meet for walks. Do not use dog parks. And yes, there are some good ones, I'm sure, but I would never again take that gamble because it happened to my dog as well. And it's really heartbreaking to see, and it's difficult to repair. So yeah. All right. So for her, her parents had to start working with her on the fenced-in areas because her parents had actually a garden a little bit away from their house and it was fenced in, and she did not want to enter that, but they wanted to take her with them to their parents, and that's why they had to work on that again. And for that, empty dog parks or sniff spots, things like that, are really great. For the other dogs, she needs to learn to trust them again. So we again need carefully selected dogs. They have to be very ignorant, they have to be very friendly, and they have to be sensitive so that they can turn away whenever she shows signs of discomfort or fear. And yes, there are these dogs out there. They are really amazing. And since she already has some doggy friends, It wouldn't even be necessary that she has close contact with these dogs. It's just necessary that she learns, all right, whenever I see another dog, a bigger dog, it doesn't mean that I get chased or attacked or whatever. So she doesn't necessarily need their parents to plan play dates. For her, it would be all right if she has just training sessions wherever dogs are walked and stay on leash. There are these areas in every city, right, where you can't take your dog off leash, but there are a lot of dogs, so those areas are great. You can just take the distance you need. And for Julia, it was in the beginning a lot of distance. She wanted to look at them only from far away because otherwise she seemed to just not be sure how this would turn out. And the humans needed to learn to read her better so they can provide her with a way out as soon as she shows discomfort. Now, that is another thing that helps her recover because she learns to trust her humans to take her out of the situation if things get too heated or things get just too much for her. And whenever we are dealing with fear, we need that trust. We need our dogs to know that they can rely on us to take them out of the situation because otherwise the leash is just trapping him. And it's trapping them in a situation that is increasingly scary for them. And that is a horrible feeling. So always have in mind that you can help your dog if you read them well. All right, our third story is Nova. Nova is a 5-year-old Doberman. She was found roaming the streets when she was 4, so not that long ago. Her history is unknown, so everything that happened before, nobody knows. She was adopted quickly, and within 2 days, she got into a fight with a neighbor dog through the fence. Nothing happened, but that's a scary situation for the humans, right? If your dog suddenly starts fence fighting with the neighbor dog and you have never seen the neighbor dog unfriendly, right? Because he's friendly to you. And your dog is friendly to you as well, and the shelter didn't know that she had any trouble with other dogs. It's concerning. So that was one thing. But she also showed more and more lunging, barking, growling at other dogs, especially roughly around 2 weeks of living in the new home. Now, this is something that happens often. The first 2 weeks are where dogs tend to hold their breath and just try to be invisible and don't show their true personality because they're not feeling safe yet. After 2 weeks, they start to feel safer in their new home and they already know the routines and the rules and stuff like that. So they can be more themselves. And that's often when we see problems. So we see behaviors that we don't actually like them to do, right? So she got into 3 fights in a dog park with different dogs. Her parents immediately started training a muzzle, and she learned that quickly. So they tested her with the dogs in the family and from friends. And every time she showed the same reaction with or without the leash. So some dogs could be off leash in a sniff spot with her, and they didn't even go to dog parks anymore. So they stop that after the fights, which is amazing, right? But even in sniff spots, and also if they work together on leash, she wanted to start a fight. The other dogs were friendly, so nothing happened. Again, she was muzzled, but it was scary for them because, again, it was every dog except smaller ones who ran away from her in fear. She does not go after them, which is awesome, right? Other than that, it didn't matter which sex, which size, castrated or not, which color, which coat length, whatever. Some dogs differentiate, right? Because they had some bad experiences or no experiences. Like if a dog sees a bulldog for the first time, it can be very intimidating and they can have some kind of reaction. But for her, it was really every other dog. And it looks like she doesn't like other dogs. There are these dogs who just don't like other dogs, right? There are humans who don't like other humans as well. And it's the same thing for dogs. She would not need a lot of distance, so whenever the dog stayed away from her a little bit, she was fine. She was just not having close contact. And in my opinion, this is something that doesn't need a lot of training with the other dog. It needs a strategy for her so that she can do something else whenever a dog did come close. And also, what we realized whenever another human came closer to her human, that she showed some subtle signs of guarding. And it would be possible that she was guarding her human from other dogs as well. It was not that clear because she did not only attack when another dog was close to her human, she also attacked when they got close to her, but it might be another reason for her. Now, how does this happen? We don't really know. There are dogs who just don't like other dogs. And sometimes it's due to trauma because there was a bite incident or whatever, and it started with fear and then it developed into aggression. But sometimes they just decide that the humans are enough for them and they don't need other dogs anymore. Now, for her, in the beginning, it was crucial that no dog approached her. So they picked the walking areas very carefully and they rewarded her for being calm around other dogs, even though she did not react when she did have a little distance. Still, they wanted to tell her that this is exactly what they want to see. And also, they started teaching her to walk away from other dogs as well. Now, again, that was not necessary if the dogs kept their distance, but the more a dog knows a specific strategy, like, look at me, touch my hand, let's go. And you teach that in a lot of different situations, not even related to the dogs. Like, hey, there is a car, touch my hand, let's go. Hey, there's another person, touch my hand, let's go. Hey, there's a butterfly, touch my hand, let's go. You see what's happening here, right? We are just introducing this as, hey, this is something you can do in every situation. And that makes it easier for them to remember whenever there is a situation we need it in, all right? I would not train her a lot with other dogs because she obviously doesn't like them and we don't need to bring her in situations she doesn't like only for training purposes because the training would never be fun for her and the strategies we want to teach her would not be as effective if they are paired with discomfort. So it's a better idea to just train the strategies in many different situations and then very rarely test them with dogs. And since we can never be 100% sure that we don't meet off-leash dogs, she needs to learn to step behind the human fast. Now, this is tricky for her since she seems to be guarding her human. But it's still a good idea because stepping behind the human also means that there is a barrier between her and the other dog additional to the muzzle. So since this is the most tricky thing for her, this is actually something that will take some time. And again, she needs to learn that in many different situations so it comes natural to her. And not necessarily with other dogs as sparring buddies, but also with humans. So she just learns that whenever somebody is approaching mom, step behind her. That counteracts the guarding as well, but it needs to be really highly rewarded. And mom needs to be careful not to exhaust that whole thing. So she needs to have a close eye on her dog. And whenever Nova gets to a point where she won't be able to stay in that position any longer, they need to walk away. Now, Nova's case is actually something that happens rarely in my experience. The first two are more common. So frustration, fear, and the puberty challenging thing are actually happening more often in my practice. So to find out which training is the right thing for your dog, have a look at what your dog's actually doing. What is your dog trying to tell the other dog? And why? So, is your dog afraid? And sometimes that's not that easy to see. Because if the dogs practice barking for a longer period of time, they get more secure in their barking. So they know it works and it looks like they are all forward, right? Their bodies are forward, the ears are forward, the eyes are hard. So it looks offensive, but it isn't. And sometimes we see a little bit of the fear shining through, like if the dog's head is forward, but the body is backward, or the whole dog is forward, but as soon as the other dog looks at your dog's jumping away. Things like that. Not getting closer, even though the leash is loose. Things like that. That can mean that your dog's afraid. If you have a dog in puberty, the most likely thing is frustration. Frustration or the whole hormone challenging thingy. And in puberty, I would just take it easy for you and your dog, because we don't have to go crazy during puberty. It's a time when our dogs don't learn as well, and we can just accept that, reward very highly for the things we do need, and avoid everything we don't necessarily need. And with that, I wish you a lot of fun training. Tell me in the comments what your dog's motivation is, and we'll see each other next time. Bye.